Adieu, false men, adieu, deceive poor maids no more. Not one in ten is true, which grieves poor maids full sore. And I, poor soul, believe too soon the flatteries of my dear, who made me mourn, left me forlorn, to part with many a tear. Now I too late lament my fond credulity, which caused my discontent, whilst I in flames did fry. But it shall ne'er be said of me, for love I broke my heart. But I'll defy those darts that fly, and cause poor love a smart. Thy quiver and thy bow, blind Cupid, I do scorn. It shall no more be so, that I shall be forlorn. Nor never will I man believe, whilst I enjoy my breath. Cringes and bows and flattering vows, I hate far worse than death. I had been bravely fooled, had I gave my consent. By reason I was schooled, his offers to prevent. He aimed at my virginity, I plainly did perceive. But for his sake this vow I make, no man for to believe. I kept my virgin's fort, and stoutly did deny his vigorous assault, and never would comply. For that had sure my ruin been, had I thereto agreed. I did espy his treachery, and he could not proceed. Trust not the fairest tongue, for young men will deceive, and maidens that art young are apt for to believe. But they too late do oft lament, and can find no redress. Oh, then beware, and have a care of such like simpleness. For when you are undone, the world will you deride. For so soon being won, let reason be your guide. And never do a promise trust, for when the wills they gain, they'll laugh, you see, exceedingly, and will you quite disdain. 'Tis sad to see a soul robbed of virginity. How she will then condole for her simplicity? But those that can their plots find out, full happy sure they are, that maidens all, both great and small, of such like men beware. 10,000 are beguiled by false, deceitful men, and when they are quite spoiled, there is not one in 10 that will upon them pity take, but cry to kind they were, though now forsook they might have took of their repute more care.